on podcast number 148, we dive deep into annuities as a paycheck replacement in retirement. Annuities offer income for financial security. We discuss the different options, and we look at if they're a good fit in an overall retirement income plan. We start right now.
And now, Money Matters USA with Fred Sage.
And you also need to work with your advisor to create multiple income streams.
You're at the right place for information every week regarding all the components of a successful retirement plan.
Asset allocation is really a driving force for how much your accounts are going to grow.
Fred Sade is a financial fiduciary and retirement specialist.
I have to put the client's interest ahead of my own pocketbook at all times. I must be able to justify why I'm making the recommendations.
Money Matters USA with Fred Sade.
A deep dive into annuities in this episode 148 of Money Matters USA. Thanks for being along with us for the podcast. Drops every Friday with Fred Sade, who is founder and managing director of the firm Money Matters USA. Fred, a fiduciary, also holding a PhD in economics from Duke University and focusing on retirement planning. So, Fred, this is a deep dive into annuities, the different kinds, the advantages, maybe some disadvantages, which one you are with. This is going to be good.
Yeah, I sure hope folks will get some real benefit out of this. Annuities have gotten renewed interest. If we, LIMRA, the Life Insurance Marketing and Research Association, which does research for the industry, and everybody knows that the industry does a lot of research, has found that annuities have really spiked in the last two quarters as people are concerned about stock market volatility, concerned about inflation, concerned about the possibility that they could run out of money in retirement. And there are different types of annuities, and they have different purposes. Annuities are primarily intended to provide income. And it gets really interesting because there are three main distribution strategies for retirees. Now, there are others, but these are the three main ones. The first is fixed distribution, and a lot of people know it as the 4% rule, but it goes a lot beyond that, but that's fixed distribution. Then is bucketing or time segmentation. And then finally, there is flooring. And annuities are really relevant in the second and third category, which is the bucketing and in the flooring. Annuities can make a lot of sense in fixed distribution, but it's usually people who are in that usually wind up having a recommendation to buy an immediate annuity. And that's especially in situations where, you know, the market is adverse to them, because the biggest risk that you have as a retiree is sequence of risk. And in the first, let's say, 3 years before you retire, in the first 3 years into retirement, if the market is against you, that is, it's volatile, there's a lot of risk in it, and it's been declining, and it keeps on having drawdowns and corrections. And if you are really totally dependent on that market, then you're going to be challenged to be able to take income out because the markets don't recover overnight. I know the big brains on Wall Street say it's 15, 18 months and everything is wonderful, but it depends on the sector of the economy. Some sectors can take as much as 9 years to recover. So if you are dependent, if more than 70% of your income is coming from a portfolio or a series of positions, then there's real risk that you have, because you're taking money out of a portfolio in a declining market. So when the market rebounds, which eventually it will, you don't have enough critical mass to make any difference. And so in those situations, the research shows that people will run out of money between 7 and 9 years. And that's something to be very concerned about, which is, again, why people who are using, or it's recommended to them that they use, a fixed withdrawal strategy, will find that the immediate annuity suddenly is very attractive, because it's addressing an immediate serious need. And the most popular option on immediate annuities these days is the return of premium option. And depending on your age, it could be lump sum return, or it could be in installments. But years ago, it used to be 10 years certain in life, but not anymore. And especially if you're using qualified money, and the there's a surviving spouse, there's no reason why you might not want to use a joint life annuity, but you don't have to do that. But it makes sense. Now, some companies will sell that to you. Other companies will not permit a joint life on qualified funds. But anyway, immediate annuities do have a place. But most of the annuity sales are generally deferred annuities of some kind. And most of these do have income options on them. Some of them do not. There's limerous suggests to us that people are buying annuities right now for their growth potential in a safe kind of product where if the market is adverse, you're not losing any money. So you can actually do, and I've done this, in fact, when I do live events, I do a presentation where we overlay a fixed index annuity, and actually I show it at a 6% cap, which is significantly below where the caps are today in fixed index annuities. Most of them are 9, 12, 10, 12, 14 percent on the annual S&P 500, but I show 6, and I show a 20-year period, and the 6% on the S&P 500 outperformed the S&P 500 over that 20-year period. And it did that because it doesn't have any downturns. There's no drawdowns, there's no recoveries, there's no corrections. When the market is positive, you got your 6%. And when it wasn't positive, you didn't lose any money, so you didn't have to worry about that rebound. So even on a growth basis, for people whose risk tolerance and risk capacity is such that they don't want to take a lot of risk with their money, they recognize that they're looking to replace a paycheck. There's no more fresh paychecks coming in. And whatever you've accumulated, that's what you've got to work with. And so therefore, you want to use something that's going to give you a guaranteed income. Now, you already have guaranteed income from Social Security. If you are fortunate, perhaps you have a pension. And even if you do have a pension, especially if you don't, that's where the income capacity of the annuity will solve a good part of your income need in conjunction with other income producing assets such as Social Security. But it will also free you up to avoid worrying about, will I run out of money in retirement, because you know that every month that check is going to be deposited from the insurance company or companies into your bank, into your checking or savings account, and you can spend each month without having to worry about drawing down a market position or of running out of money, because it gives you the freedom to spend. And the academic research shows us that people who do have annuities are able to spend more, and are not worried about running out of money, because their strategy, whatever strategy they're using, the annuity will, or annuities will, fill in for them. Now, in the bucketing and in the flooring strategy, we are concerned with gaps. Gaps always open up based on a person's spending habits and based on inflation. Even low rates of inflation are going to devalue the dollar. What we have experienced recently puts even more pressure on the need to generate income. And at the moment, it kind of looks like we're going to have inflation for a lot longer than it was suggested to us by the Federal Reserve. At the beginning, they said inflation would be transitory, short-lived, and it was a supply chain problem. And once they got the supply chain fixed, well, inflation would come down. But that has not been the case, and inflation is still with us. And again, depending on what sector or segment you're looking at, and even if you're not, you just buy gasoline or go to the store to buy food, you feel the impact of inflation. And when you look at, and it's hard, you know, and it's hard, I'm going to say when you look at fast food, but my immediate thought was, well, can you really say that it's fast food anymore when you're paying $20 for a Happy Meal? So it has the combination of inflation and perhaps minimum wage legislation in a lot of states pushed fast food out of the fast food category into the casual dining category, because you're really at the price points now where casual dining is starts. So, I mean, that's just one, that's, you know, just some quick thinking about where we are. Now, some deferred annuities, as I said, are not intended to generate income. They are just designed to generate growth. Now, the growth can be at a fixed rate of interest, and those are called multi-year guarantee annuities, and they generally outperform certificates of deposit and have longer durations. And you can go out 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, right up to 10 years. Though at the further you go out, the lower the interest rate is going to be, because right now we have inversion of the rate curve, and if you go out 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, your rate is going to be lower than if you stay within the 90 days to 6 months to 1 year. And that's really sweet spots if you are looking at bank certificates of deposit or you're looking at treasuries. Now, annuities are not CDs. They are not bank deposits. They have liquidity. Though some of them do not have liquidity. So there are some year, multi-year guarantee income rate driven products that have no liquidity whatsoever in them, and they're locked up. And if you want liquidity, then you'll have the same kind of penalties, or I shouldn't say the same, but similar penalties that you would have with the certificate of deposit. Then there are others that do have liquidity, anywhere from 5 to 10. Percent a year, and if you need RMDs, required minimum distributions from them, then that waives the 10% if your RMD is greater than 10%. One of the advantages of fixed annuities are the series of guarantees, because they are principal protected. One of the knocks against all annuities is that there are fees. Well, in fixed annuities, there are no fees that the buyer pays. Where you have fees is basically at the back end, and they're not fees. It's just spread income, where the insurance company is squeezing the spread a bit so that they are getting income for the company. Now, where there are fees, can be for an income rider, it can be for an estate or endowment type rider to enhance the death benefit on the annuity, or that some annuities may have additional charges for long-term care benefits. Most do not, but some may. Or you may have charges for an enhanced cap or participation rate, which you don't have to select. So whether you want these particular benefits determines whether or not you want to pay those fees, and if you do, they can reduce your return. But in many cases, you can buy a product that does not have those charges. So it's important to shop around. Now, many of the variable annuities that are being sold today, variable annuities essentially depend on the performance of the underlying sub-accounts. And you can buy a variable annuity with riders, and all those riders have charges. An income rider, a death benefit rider, to give you two examples. So oftentimes people will gravitate toward the fixed index annuity without having to pay those charges. But again, if you're not interested in income, you know, then you have to look at am I better off with one type of annuity as opposed to another? And again, that depends on your risk tolerance and your risk capacity as to what choice you want to make. Now, there are drawbacks. I've given you one, which is the possibility of fees, but there may be other issues. Sometimes there can be charges within the sub-accounts, and you have to ask, well, what's the hurdle rate that I have to overcome in order to get positive earnings with this product, especially if you're also adding riders onto the product. That's a question that is less relevant on the fixed annuity, but much more relevant on the variable annuity. But if you want to be in the variable annuity because you like the sub-accounts, and you don't want to be buy the same type or similar type of account within a mutual fund, then the variable annuity could make some sense for you. But again, you have to see, is this a fit for you? Now, why would you even consider an annuity? Well, income is really the driving force, or a safe place to build accumulations. If you're looking at the starting point where everything has to start, and that's your budget. In our process, we really feel that you can't do anything whatsoever without starting with a budget and being committed to that budget. And sometimes it takes a bit of reworking of that budget so that you can see what you're spending and find if you are committed to spending on various items, or these things that you really, you know, don't need and can eliminate. I'm not saying you should, but you know, those are all possibilities, because once you can commit and say, yeah, this is my budget, this is what I'm committed to, this is what I want to accomplish, then we can figure out how much money you actually need from an income standpoint. If we just say, well, I think I'm spending X amount, I think I need that amount, and so on, you know, that's just, you know, up in the air. It just has to be very concrete, so that we know exactly what your needs are and how much you need to spend. Now, I was trained in a methodology that eliminates the impact of inflation. And part of the way that that's done is once we know that this is your budget, X amount of money, and you need X plus one to fund that budget, then the next step is how much discretionary money do you need every month, and what will you do with that? And in many cases, people will just save that money. So let's say your need, for the sake of argument, is $8,000 a month, and we provide you with $11,000 a month, and you then have the ability to save $3,000 a month. So at the end of the year, you have in theory $36,000 of extra money. So there is your emergency fund that you've already built. And if you know, need a major repair on your car, if you need new tires, need a refrigerator, freezer, now you have a new washing machine, you've got the money there. You want to go on a trip, you want to give your children or your grandchildren some presents, you've got discretionary funds to be used for that purpose. So again, this is all built around the budget. If a person cannot commit to a budget, the rest of the planning process does not work, because we don't know how much income you need. And then on top of that, that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, we have a problem, because we don't know what you want your money to do for you. So, I mean, it's your money. It's not what I want it to do. It's what you want it to do. And how can we know that? What's appropriate? There's no way that we can figure out what the appropriate mix has to be until we know what the budget is and how much money you need every month. And it's just throwing spitballs, you know, at that point, because there's no way to figure it out. So once we can figure that out, and you can be committed to it, you know, then we can look at all your income sources. Now, one of the things that the Social Security Administration tells people, and it's in their videos as well, is you need to get advice in order to see how Social Security combines and fits in with your other assets. So it's imperative that you look at your other assets, because Social Security was never intended to provide 100% of anybody's income. And even people who are moderately affluent or quite affluent, or even the wealthy, tend to denigrate the significance of Social Security. Well, because in the worst case, 85% of Social Security is taxable, 15% is tax-free. But the other side of the coin is how Social Security distorts the tax system, its impact on Part B and Part D, that's Bravo Delta, on Medicare. And those are excess charges on top of what you pay for Part D, conducted through the Social Security Administration, but nevertheless, there are additional charges, and those are income-based charges. So we do planning for Part B, Part D, IRMA planning, and this is really important, because most planners don't bother with that, but it becomes significant. So once you again figure out your budget, the amount of money you actually need, the discretionary sources of money built into the budget, then if you are using bucketing, also known as time segmentation or flooring, then we can look at the gap analysis. So gapping always occurs. There's going to be a gap between your income and your expenses, and then it becomes a question of how do we fill a gap. And there are a lot of ways of doing that. Laddering annuities is a very, very effective way of closing the gap. But based on your spending and your budgeting, then we have a very good idea of where we're going to anticipate having gapping, and where we can see how to fill it. Just think of gapping as you have a dock, and there's water, and there's a boat, and a boat may be tied or attached to the dock, but the ebb and flow of the water will actually move the boat away from the dock, and mm-hmm. there's a gap that opens up between the two, and you have to close that gap, or if you step, you're going to be in the water.
I've been there.
In the boat.
Been there.
Yeah.
Definitely good. And, you know, I know you talked about laddering, maybe a little bit more on that, shopping for the best annuity, and the importance of working with someone like Fred who understands this and will work with you to monitor your plan. That's coming up. That's what we'll get into as we continue with annuities. Now, Fred will happily talk to you about annuities and the best for you if you want to go that route. 800-593-8188, 800-593-8188. And there's more of Money Matters USA coming up.
Now, sir, this is the top of the line in new to used automobiles. It's got one of them air induction hoods and a 270 air conditioning system.
Now, wait a darn minute. The hood doesn't close all the way.
Yeah, that's the air induction scoop.
And the air conditioning doesn't work at all.
I just got to show you how to operate it. What you do is, while you're going down the highway at about 70 miles an hour, you roll your two windows down. Then that's that 270 air conditioner I was telling you about.
You know, a lot of brokers and advisors use creative wording to trick you into buying financial products that don't meet your needs. Call Fred Sage today and set up a free consultation and get a clear, concise plan that will meet and maybe even exceed your retirement goals. Fred Sage at 800-593-8188, 800-593-8188, or moneymattersusa.net.
Continuing with annuities and Fred Sade on Money Matters USA, moneymattersusa.net. That is another way to reach out and schedule with Fred and learn about Fred, the firm, hear the podcast, and the other 147 episodes. We have a write-up on each. That is True Listening on Demand. That's at moneymattersusa.net. And also the Red Light program. Click that tab and learn about the Red Light on the Dashboard program. And that gives you an idea of the customized process Fred will talk to you about. And we're spending the entire, or devoting the entire podcast to annuities today, one of the tools at Fred's disposal. You've already covered the different kinds of annuities, how to, in working with someone, how to assign them the best for them, determining the purchase amount. You touched on laddering a little bit, but let's talk about if we could revisit shopping for the best annuity.
Sure.
Which one do you normally use the most? Do you find yourself veering towards one more than the others?
No, we use a whole bunch of different companies and different products based on, you know, what is appropriate, what is needed within you know, any particular person's or couple's circumstances. We look at, well, I have a rule of thumb, and this rule of thumb is inflexible as far as I'm concerned. we will only look at companies that either survived the Depression of the 1930s or survived and thrived in the 2007-2008 period.
If they can get through those two, they're pretty strong, right?
That's exactly right. And if company, you know, just started, they may be fine. I mean, I don't know. But they haven't been stressed, which is what, you know, which is what you're pointing out. And we only want to deal with companies that have been stressed and they've been able to come out the other side and be okay. So, I mean, we're really looking at A plus, A minus. We might look at a B double plus on a multi-year guarantee annuity because we're not taking income out of that. We're just using it as a growth play on fixed income. We will also look at what the guaranteed income is in the event of insolvency, and that's about the only place that we really want to look at. We will look at a company with a less than A minus rating if, and this is it, if they have survived the 1930s or the 2007-2008 period. And if they have, we will look at them. Now, sometimes they get acquired by other companies. Many of the firms on Wall Street are acquiring annuity companies. And when they do, it's frequently a positive for them. There are some people who will make a counter argument, but the positive that I see is the injection of capital, very professional management of their assets and their liabilities match, and that injection of capital frequently increases their AM Best rating. We've just seen one go from an A minus to an A, and we see greater stability once that happens. So, you know, there are good insurance companies and there are bad insurance companies. It's like everything else. So we want to look at their financial stress and their ability to withstand stress. You know, if there are fees involved, you know, then we have to look at will a product without fees accomplish what you want to accomplish, or do we need to concede that we need to have a fee somewhere? And again, this can be true on the fixed index annuities, but again, the fees are only based on a participation rate or rider charge. They're not inherent in the product itself. Where it becomes a bigger issue is on the variable annuity. And so you then have to look at what other benefits does the product have. And a lot of them have long-term care riders. Some have, the older ones were only in the nursing home. But the newer ones will pay for care regardless of the location. That includes home health care. You have to see, do you want to buy a product that has some inflation protection in it? Some of them are CPI driven, some of them are driven by a number. In other words, do you want to get a 2 or 3%, for example, simple or compound interest, depending on what you select, growth in the income benefit, usually. But again, that very much depends, you know, on doing a comprehensive analysis. And again, our process, here's where process becomes, throughout this whole planning, process is vitally important. You have to look to the process to help you get through every stage of what it is that you're doing in the planning and in the comparisons that you're making. We use software that allows us to analyze different indexes and also an evaluation of their performance over a 5-10 year period and a good expectation of what to expect, and then we have to see what combinations make sense. We certainly want to use two or three indexes combined, because you cannot be 100% certain on performance, even when you do have intelligent analysis. And we also look at comparative software so that we can get a good idea of what the products are, what they will do, what they will not do, how it fits into someone's situation. You asked me about laddering.
Yeah.
And that's really staggering over different time periods. You want to have maturities come out. Now, the maturities can be used to buy another annuity, maybe buy a certificate of deposit, or it can be used at that time to turn income on. So you're trying to counteract whatever it is that may be happening in the economy. It could be inflation, it could be deflation, it could be stagflation. We really don't know. I mean, you can, right now there's so much going on in the economy that you can ask different people and you are going to get different answers, and you're going to get a number set that will support that point of view. So this is a very confusing time right now. And if you are planning for retirement, then you really it helps to have not just a second set of eyes look at your situation, but the other thing that I find in talking to people, they may have reasonably good, some have good, have gotten good advice, but what they don't have is any kind of coordination between who gave them the advice and what to do about it, and the estate planning that's absolutely necessary right now, because we're about to lose the estate tax exclusions that were created by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and we're going to revert with inflation to about 7 million. Even if you are not at that point, it makes sense to do the estate planning, because you could be at that point, not only from market performance, annuity performance, real estate performance, you could very well trip that wire. And if you're in a state that has a state estate tax, that's something that you want to be concerned about, because you may not have federal, but you could have state. $3 million in New York gets you New York estate tax. New York City has an estate tax. So I'm not saying that every state is like that, but I'm saying if you're in a state which does have an estate tax, or municipalities that have them, it's time to really take a good hard look at your situation. And the other thing that you need to be aware of is there's a shortage of accountants. There's a shortage of tax attorneys. If you wait, I'm going to wait and see who wins the election, and then I'll figure out what I have to do. You won't have enough time. You'll miss the boat. There just aren't enough professionals out there to be able to do the volume of work that will be necessary. So if you go past that, you'll lose out. There's just no way to do it in time. So this is the right time to start. We use very comprehensive software called Estate View, and that allows us to do all sorts of estate analysis, and also we can answer all sorts of tax distribution type planning issues with that, and also with other software that we use for pre-retirees and retirees. And if you are in retirement and you're nervous, you're not sure it's working out, having problems sleeping, and you're getting good phone from your advisor, well, maybe it's accurate and maybe it's not. So, you know, this is another opportunity to get yourself, you know, a qualified second opinion through a process that you have never been through, the process that we go through, and then to help you coordinate. Someone needs to be the coordinator. I mean, if a person is ill, you need a doctor to coordinate all the specialists that you're going to be sent around to. And the same thing is true here in this planning process. And then if you want us to do the planning and just do the planning, we're fine with that. If you want us to help you with implementation, we're fine with that too. But somebody has to hold the reins to be able to see the whole picture. And a lot of people will say, well, I engage in holistic planning. Yeah, well, do you also act as the coordinator and keep all of these pieces moving correctly? You're working really with a jigsaw puzzle, and all the pieces have to fit. You can't, you know, break pieces off here to make them fit when they don't.
Right. Yeah. How closely do you need to monitor your annuity?
Oh, I would say annually is a very good idea. You should have an annual review to see what has changed. Remember, every time you do something, it's a snapshot in time. It's not going to be valid for all time, and you have to do this periodically. I say 1 year, but certainly don't go beyond two years, because the further you go, the much more difficult it is. It's like having a disease, and you are in denial that you have a problem, and eventually you can't deny it anymore, and you go to the doctor, and all of a sudden, maybe we can do something, but maybe we can't. And if we can, it's a lot more catastrophic. I mean, I just had a situation a week ago where we told a couple that we couldn't help them, that the problems were so, had reached the point that that there was just nothing that we could do, and that they stayed on the present course, they would be out of money within about 18 months. If market was up a bit more, maybe 20 months, 19 months. But that's what the analysis showed. You know, suggested that either or both of them, get some part-time work to take some pressure off the portfolios that were rapidly decreasing. And these were people who refused to buy an annuity. Basically, it was, why should I give my money to an insurance company? I can do better than they can. Well, sometimes you can, but you can't do it consistently. Mm-hmm. Nobody can beat the market consistently. I mean, even Warren Buffett loses money. Mm-hmm. and other very skilled investors lose money. It's impossible to win all the time. You know, my dogs are in the act.
They're upset that you can't win all the time.
No, you can't. It's absolutely impossible. You know, there's been a lot of research on the performance of indexes or on the market itself, and usually it's a coin toss. You know, a coin has no memory, so just because it came up heads when you flipped it right now, tomorrow could come up tails. And that's the way the market is. Just because it's up today doesn't mean it's going to be up tomorrow. It's down today, it doesn't mean it's going to be down tomorrow. Usually when the market corrects, it happens very fast. And even with the circuit breakers in there, if the algorithmic trading and also some of the AI-infused trading, it happens so fast that the circuit breakers can't always halt the declines, because they occur so rapidly these days. So, I mean, these are things that you really need to take into consideration. And even if you by using a traditional method, which is you're going to buy short, you're going to buy short-term treasuries, long-term treasuries, you're going to buy dividend-paying stocks. You know, even that is not a guaranteed way to be successful. It does make sense for a portion of your income, but as I said earlier, if once you are more than 70% or pushing 70%. Dependence on market performance, you're going to be disappointed. And right now, every time we have a lot of volatility, stocks and bonds tend to act in the same way. They don't act opposite, which is the way they are supposed to act. But that isn't always the case. And once you start taking risks by going to high yield bonds, you're adding more risk into your plan. So how much risk do you really have in your plan? And again, without doing scenario analysis, not hypothetical, but actual scenario analysis, can you possibly see what the impact of different events that are realistic and some of which are happening right now, what the impact is, so that you can understand what your choices are and how to mitigate some of that risk in your portfolios and in your choices. And again, this is why annuities are so important, because it you can have secure and safe growth and also have guaranteed income. And that can be increasing income if you want, either through the product or through laddering.
Well, great coverage on annuities. And, of course, Fred can talk to it more specifically about you if you schedule with him at 800-593-8188, 800-593-8188. The website, moneymattersusa.net. You also can click the podcast there and hear all the others and at your leisure. And you can click Stump the Guru if you want to get a question to Fred. Try to stump him on that. Definitely the Red Light Program tab. And all of that is at moneymattersusa.net. And we're back next week to drop another podcast every Friday. We do it with Fred Sade and Money Matters USA.
Investment advisory services offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. Fred Sade and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell in any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to the securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. By contacting Money Matters USA, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.